Hey guys, welcome to this audio note podcast episode, whatever this is going to be. What is happening? It's 2:56 p.m. I just finished lunch. It's a Monday. I'm taking a walk, you know, because I read somewhere or I heard somewhere on some YouTube podcast that taking walks after food kind of helps prevent glucose spikes. I think I just feel better, so that's why I'm doing it. As whether the scientific information is accurate, I really don't know. So that's what I'm doing right now, and just wanted to hop on real quick and share some thoughts. This is a thought I was sharing earlier on my Instagram today, and it's about this notion of long-term thinking versus short-term thinking. So historically, I'm somebody that has a pretty long-term view of life. So I don't make decisions or do things without asking myself, how is this going to play out in 5 to 10 years? And I try to force myself against the impulses of short-term thinking and just instant gratification. But I found out recently, after making some changes, that there has been some areas of my life where I've been so caught up in short-term thinking. And it's mostly in the area of some type or some kinds of work. So the thing about me is that I go with the flow a lot, right? So whilst I have a long-term view on life, I actually don't have any long-term plans. So I don't write anywhere that, hey, this is what I want to do in the next 10 years. In fact, I think a few years ago, I did a blog post article, maybe 2019, that says I have no 10-year plan. Maybe I'll put it, you know, in the show notes so you guys can check it out. But the fundamental thing is this. I do not write long-term plans. I think about my life a year at a time, because I'm very spontaneous and very sporadic. I get, you know, interested in things very quickly, intensely, and then just as quickly lose interest. If you're somebody like that, it's hard to make long-term plans because they just keep frustrating you. So that is me, that's what I've been. However, there are some major changes happening in my life right now. One of those being the fact that I'm about to turn 30 in January, and we'll probably do another episode talking about that. And there's another thing I don't want to say yet. I'm going to tell you guys later. But if you combine those two things, I started feeling like, okay, I needed to get a lot more organized about the things that I am doing right now. And another part, or another thing that contributed to, you know, this entire thing is that I tagged this year as my year of doing. And now I'm going on a tangent, but another issue I have, it's a blessing and a curse, really, but I typically have a lot of ideas. I think it's a blessing, really. I can think about things. I have a ridiculous amount of ideas for everything all the time. And because of that, I was also getting frustrated sometime at the end of last year that I had all these ideas and I was doing nothing about them. So, that was a guy that had every single idea all the time, yet did absolutely nothing about it. So this year, I told myself, okay, it's going to be my year of doing. I just do not want to be known as the idea guy. I want to be known as somebody who also executes, because execution is the game. You can have 10,000 ideas, but if you can't execute them, they don't mean anything. So combine my ADHD tendencies, my quick interest and wanting to do things, together with this philosophy of doing is better, then you have somebody who started way too many things this year. And It's all not bad. Some of it has been actually really good, but I started a lot of different projects. So at some point, I started getting lost and frustrated and asking the question, what is my thing? What am I good at doing? What's my genius, right? What's the thing I can do really well? Because I was doing all these different things. It felt like I could do all of those things, but I didn't feel like I was getting the results that I needed from any of them. Now, stay with me. In the process of trying to make sense of all of these things, I started to realize that I may need to make a long-term plan for the first time in my life. Now, the reason is because everything I've been reading about successful businesses says that you have to be willing to build this thing for at least 7 to 10 years before you start getting the results that you need. At least 7 to 10 years. That's crazy. And I was looking at all the things that I was doing, and for me, because I don't make any long-term plans, I kept going, there is no way in heaven on earth that I'm going to do any of these things for 7 to 10 years. 2 years max, I cash out, I'm gone. But which of these things do I choose? Because I have so many things that I want to do. And that led me to a lot of thinking, a lot of agony. It's been a hard year in that sense, right? A lot of self-doubt and, you know, talking to my wife and talking to friends and praying. And in the last couple of weeks, I think I found it. I settled on something that I felt could be the long-term thing. Now, to explain what that thing is, I need to tell you another story. Okay, stay with me. 2 years ago, I bought a $1,500 domain. Now, if you're in Ghana, that is, I think at the time, I don't know, probably like a 15,000 cedis. It's a lot of money, right? Even at 10 cedis, it's for a dollar, it's a lot of money. But the reason I bought that domain was because I was having a conversation with a friend about the business she was working in and the kind of solutions the business owner needed. And I had an epiphany about the type of entity that could solve that problem. So the inspiration was, hey, I want to build a McKinsey type of company in Africa. The McKinsey, the Bains, the BCGs. I want to build a huge consulting company that is very diverse and can solve a lot of wide array of problems for businesses, mostly small and medium-sized businesses. That is why I bought that domain. But I kept it on the back shelf. And I kept thinking, oh, maybe, you know, sometime later after I'm done with all these little things, I can get to that big goal. But in the midst of trying to figure myself out and figure out all these different things, I had a conversation with another friend who's a business owner, and I was telling him about this domain. And when I got back from that conversation, I kept thinking to myself, okay, I'm sitting here confused about all these different things that I want to do. And I'm doing all these little things that I don't think I can sustain for the next 10 years because I'll get bored. What is the thing that I want to build for the next 10 years? What's the thing that I can be excited about? And it dawned on me that the idea for that consulting company is it. That is the thing I should be building for the next 10 years, for the next decade. Because it's broad enough. It encompasses a lot of the things that I want to do. It's interesting. And it can be a profitable thing, right? And those are some of the things I'm looking out for in the problems I want to solve and the things that I tackle. I want to have fun. I want to impact lives. And I want to make money. So I made a decision to build this thing quietly. No announcements, didn't tell anybody. And the reason for that is another story, but I made a decision to start this thing. So took about 3 weeks, revamped my website, built a new website, wrote down a new document and did all those different things. But now came the time to launch, right? A part of this entire transition was actually also creating content and teaching, right? So now came the time for me to execute. So we started creating some content. And it was when I was rolling out that content that I realized how much I've become a victim of short-term thinking and the switch that happens when you go from short-term to long-term. So I remember posting some videos a couple of days ago and I was looking at the numbers. Am I getting followers? Am I getting likes? And then it hit me like, dude, why are you bothered about this thing? This is a 10-year game, okay? If you are going to spend the next 10 years of your life building this thing, then it does not matter what numbers you get now. We are literally in week one. What is 1 week compared to 10 years? And I felt like in that moment, I had a ridiculous sense of freedom from the need to get instant results. And all of a sudden, I started seeing the thing I was doing in a completely different light. Now my thinking became the only thing I have to do is to increase my input and make sure my input is consistent over a long period of time. Because if I'm doing this for 10 years, then it doesn't even matter if I fail in the first year or I fail in the second year, because I've got 8 more years. And that was very liberating. And in the last few days, whenever I've caught myself trying to worry so much about, you know, some type of short-term thing, I go like, I'm doing this for 10 years. I shouldn't be worried about this. I shouldn't be worried about my inputs. Eventually, it's going to work if I do the right things and make the right inputs. And that has been so free and has enabled me to bring my focus back to just the thing I can control, which is how well am I, you know, putting ideas forward? How well am I executing? How consistent am I with the execution? And the point of telling you this very long-winded story, which hopefully you haven't gotten lost in, is maybe you need to consider long-term thinking, because a lot of life is long-term. When you plant a seed, it takes time to grow. And during that time, you have to water it, and you don't see any progress. When a baby is born, even before the baby is born, your wife is going to get pregnant. The woman is going to get pregnant. It takes time for things to grow. But in the world that we are living in now, for the sake of convenience and comfort, everything has been engineered to be fast, instant. And we have lost sight of our ability to actually wait for things to grow. And I think that leads into a lot of bad decision making and leads to us giving up on a lot of really good ideas. And I think that's happened to me, where in my short-term thinking traps, I tried something, it didn't work the way I thought it was going to immediately, and gave up on it. But my hypothesis is, if you can think really long-term about certain things, it will force you to change the way you approach it and the outcome and the benefits you get. Now, already, I have benefited immensely from just being somebody who is a long-term thinker, even though I get caught in short-term traps sometimes. I think my life right now is a testament to just long-term thinking and acting as if everything you do now has a 10-year consequence, which it does. But this second layer I'm getting into, which is even more tangible, is showing me just how important long-term thinking and long-term planning is. So for the first time in my life, and I'm going to be 30 in January, for the first time in my life, I have a long-term plan. Well, sort of. I have something that I'm looking forward to at 40 that I'm going to hopefully dedicate my 30s to building. And the freedom that has come with that so far has been incredible, and I pray I'm able to sustain it. But I wanted to share that with you, because if you're thinking on a 10-year timeline, things begin to look different. And yours doesn't have to be 10 years. It can be 5 years. It can be 2 years. But as long as you're willing to wait and let the process happen and put in the work and put in the efforts and do the thing that is necessary, I think you can make a lot of progress. So that is what I have for you in today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. And if there's somebody you know who might be, or if there's somebody you know, who this information might be beneficial to, share them with me. Share them with them. What am I saying? I'm not going to edit this, guys, because I'm recording this live. But what I'm trying to say is that if there's somebody who needs this information, somebody who you think needs this message, share it with them. And I talk about all this stuff on my personal Instagram page at elda.nutakor. So that's elda.nutakor. So follow me on there if you like. I've got a bunch of stuff as well happening on YouTube and all these different places. It's the same name. So yeah, just really wanted to put this thought out there. And I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. And I hope you learn something from them. All right. See you in the next one. Cheers.